This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Burwell Livestock Market, Burwell, Nebraska. Friday, January 17th will be a special calf and feeder auction, 11:30 on a regular auction. Expecting 5,000 plus quality Sandhills cattle. Lots of load lots on this sale. That's at the Burwell Livestock Market in Burwell, Nebraska. Friday, January 17th, special calf and feeder auction, 11:30 on a regular auction. You can view and bid online at DV Auction or Cattle USA, or give us a call at the auction market, 308-346-4257, or look us up at burwelllivestock.com.
As we continue through a new calendar year and prepare for a new administration, the export sales are still looking good. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Yeah, a little bit of a mixed bag here. We were looking for a 500,000 to a million tons of corn sold for the week, and we came in just above that, 1.024 million tons. So very good there. The five-year average puts us at 837,000 tons, so above the five-year average. We're happy with the way that the corn sales are going. That is a rebound off of what we'd seen the previous 2 weeks. But then again, that was holiday trade and holiday sales, so it does tend to slip a little bit. So corn sales still doing very well. The bean sales on their side, inside the range of estimates. We were looking 300 to 800,000 tons, but it came in at 569, but it was below the five-year average. The five-year average coming in at 756,000 tons. So there is a little bit of concern as the overall exports are maybe slowing down a little bit. This is the time where we do start to see some of those sales to Brazil or from Brazil start to pick up. But get a little bit concerned when you start to talk about soybeans, and maybe we back things off. We've seen a seasonal decline, and now we have a new president coming into office next week, and there's already conversation about tariffs and what that could do to export sales.
For more information, visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.